And now, therefore, if thou wilt hearken to my voice, and keep my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, then will I cause thy enemies to fall before thee, and I will multiply thy seed like the stars of heaven, and I will send my blessing upon all the works of thy hands, and thou shalt lack nothing. Arise now, take thy wife, and all belonging to thee, and go to the land of Canaan, and remain there, and I will there be unto thee for a God, and I will bless thee. And Abram rose and took his wife and all belonging to him, and he went to the land of Canaan as the Lord had told him. And Abram was 50 years old when he went from Haran. And Abram came to the land of Canaan and dwelt in the midst of the city, and he there pitched his tent amongst the children of Canaan, inhabitants of the land. And the Lord appeared to Abram when he came to the land of Canaan, and said to him, This is the land which I gave unto thee and to thy seed after thee forever, and I will make thy seed like the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed for an inheritance all the lands which thou seest. And Abram built an altar in the place where God had spoken to him, and Abram there called upon the name of the Lord. At that time, at the end of 3 years of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, in that year Noah died, which was the 58th year of the life of Abram, and all the days that Noah lived were 950 years, and he died. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, he, his wife, and all belonging to him, and all those that accompanied him, together with those that joined him from the people of the land. But Nahor, Abram's brother, and Terah his father, and Lot the son of Haran, and all belonging to them, dwelt in Haran. 11.